Audio, Yaw 8.
Welcome to the Big Leagues. Today, we're taking a trip down to 40 Harbor Street in downtown Kingston. This is the home of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, or the JSE. You might hear people on the news talking about the market being up or down, or bull runs and bear markets. It sounds complicated, but it is actually very simple. The stock exchange is the engine room of our entire economy. It is where businesses go to get fuel, which is money, and where people like you go to build wealth. Think of it this way. Imagine a company like Grace Kennedy wants to build a new factory to make more patty crusts. That factory costs millions of dollars. They could go to the bank and borrow the money, but then they have to pay high interest, which eats up their profit. Instead, they come to the JSE. They say to the public, "Hey, if you give us the money to build this factory, we will give you a piece of the company." We call these pieces shares or stocks. When you buy a share, you are not just gambling on a number. You are becoming a part owner of that business. You own a piece of the rock. When they win, you win.
Now, the JSE is not just one big room. It is divided into different markets, and it is crucial you understand the difference so you know what you are buying. First, we have the main market. This is for the giants, the companies that have been around since your grandparents were young. We are talking about NCB Financial Group, Scotia, Sagicor, Jamaica Broilers, and Carreras. These companies are huge and stable. Investing here is usually lower risk. They are like the big, sturdy mango trees in the yard that give fruit every season. Then, we have the junior market. This is where the excitement happens. This market was created to help small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, grow. Think of companies like Fontana Pharmacy, Knutsford Express, or Spur Tree Spices. These are newer, faster-growing companies. The government gives them a special tax break. They pay zero corporate tax for their first 5 years on the market and 50% tax for the next five. This is huge. It means they get to keep more profit to reinvest, open new branches, and grow the stock price. If you buy a junior market stock early and the company succeeds, your money can multiply many times over. But remember, smaller companies can also be riskier because they are still growing wings. We also have the US dollar market. This is a special section where you can buy shares of companies using US currency. Examples include Proven Investments or Cygnus Credit Investments. Why is this useful? Well, if you are worried about the Jamaican dollar devaluing or sliding, this is a great hedge. You buy the stock in US dollars, you get your dividends in US dollars, and when you sell, you get US dollars back. It is a built-in shield for your hard-earned cash.
So how do we actually make money? There are two ways, and you need to know both. The first way is capital gains. This is the simple one. Buy low, sell high. You buy a stock for $10. The company does well, makes profit, and everyone wants to buy it. The price goes up to $15. You sell it and make a $5 profit. That is a capital gain. In Jamaica, for individuals, capital gains on the stock market are generally tax-free. That is a huge advantage over other investments like real estate, where you have to pay transfer tax. The second way is dividends. Remember I said you are an owner? Well, when the company makes a profit, they often share that cash with the owners. They might say, "We are paying a dividend of 50 cents per share." If you own 1,000 shares, they deposit $500 directly into your brokerage account. But here is the secret sauce, the snowball effect. Do not spend that dividend money on fast food. Take that $500 and buy more shares of the same company. Now you own more shares, so next time you get a bigger dividend. Over 10 or 20 years, this compounding effect can turn a small investment into a mountain of cash. It is passive income at its finest.
Now let us talk about sectors. A smart investor does not put all their eggs in one basket. You need to diversify. The JSE has companies in many different industries, and they all behave differently. You have the financial sector, which is banks and insurance companies. They are the backbone of the economy, but they are sensitive to interest rates. You have manufacturing and distribution, like Wisenko or Saprad, who make the food and drinks we consume every day. These are often called defensive stocks because people need to eat even when the economy is bad. Then you have tourism and entertainment. These can be very profitable, but are seasonal and affected by things like hurricanes or travel bans. By owning a little bit of everything, some banks, some factories, some tourism, you protect yourself. If the tourism sector is having a bad year, maybe the manufacturing sector is doing great. This balances your risk and keeps your portfolio steady.
Finally, how do we keep score? We use indices. An index is just a number that tracks the average performance of a group of stocks. The JSE index tracks the big main market companies. The junior market index tracks the small ones. When you see the news say the market is down today, it means the index is red. Prices are lower. When the market is up for the day, the index has finished higher than its starting price. But listen to me carefully. A red market is not a bad thing for a buyer. It is a sale. It is just like going to the supermarket and seeing your favorite corned beef is 50% off. Do you run away screaming? No, you stock up. It is the same with stocks. Volatility, which means the price going up and down, is normal. It is the price of admission for high returns. Do not panic sell when you see red. Hold your nerve, stick to your plan, and think long term. The market rewards patience.
Walk good and happy investing.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.